This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Limbaugh knocks it out of the park Friday. Here's a clip of him.
There really is no whistleblower. This is just a leaker who followed procedures that have been established to give whistleblowers protection. The whole thing is a sham. It's nothing more than the Steele dossier 2.0, as I have been saying all week. A couple people now have come to this conclusion. It's the same people. It's the same scam. It's the same objective. And I'm going to add a name to potential Democrat presidential nominees coming up soon.
And now, from sunny South Florida, it's Open Line Friday!
Bottom line, there isn't anything really new here. This is just the next phase of Get Trump. This is the next phase of the operation to overturn the election results of 2016. It's the same players. It's the same technique. It's the same play. The whistleblower report, it was probably prepared with the assistance of House Intelligence Committee staffers. Nothing about this is genuine. There's no real whistleblower who's terribly alarmed and upset over what Trump said on a phone call. The whistleblower didn't even hear it. It's just the next phase. It's the same play run to the different side of the line. Let's put it that way. And the whistleblower report is the Steele dossier all over again. Some people think that it is the same technique, Christine Blasey Ford, but she was. That whole thing was an extension of the original play. What is this really all about? What is this really, really all about? It's all about overturning the election results of 2016. Why is that so important? It goes beyond just the fact that the deep state lost. I think what it's about is what I have long thought it's about. It's about making sure the American people do not learn the extent of the corruption in the Obama administration and the Democrat Party at large, and particularly among these people in the deep state who did what they did to deny Trump his election victory. And that's why Pelosi's out there today saying that Bill Barr has gone rogue. If you need any evidence that they are scared to death of what Barr and his team are investigating as to the origins of all of this, Pelosi out of the blue saying that Barr has gone rogue. They are doing everything they can to destroy everybody on the other side of this. There's nothing that's true. What really is hard about this is that we're dealing with nothing but a series of abject lies. Everybody on the left is lying. Every allegation about this is a lie. Trump hasn't broken any laws. Trump has not engaged in any corruption. In fact, Trump is the most investigated president in the history of the country, and they still haven't found a crime. They're still looking for a crime. They haven't found a crime, so they're making things up. The media is not media. It's just Democrats who work in the media, and the whole group of them is aligned. And what we are in the middle of now, folks, is a cold civil war. It has begun. It is a cold civil war as opposed to hot. There's no hostilities declared. There's no two clear sides of this. And certainly no shots have been fired. But nevertheless, we're in the midst of a cold civil war. And it has taken the Well, it encompasses a lot of things. It encompasses overturning the election results of 2016. It is about protecting and defending the deep state, the Washington establishment, going forward, their careers, their fortunes, their corruption. There are terribly big stakes involved here for these people. And Trump is on the cusp of overturning it and exposing it. They cannot allow that to happen.
That is absolutely what's happening. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, September 30th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to cover the astounding developments, not just here, but around the world. We're going to open the phones up as well throughout the transmission today, the entire 4 hours of my broadcast. And then we have Owen Schroyer right here in Austin, Texas, in the studio next door to me. He'll be broadcasting and transmitting out on TV and radio and the Internet with the War Room. And then 7 to 9, Will Johnson and Tom Papert with Firepower. And, of course, David Knight, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central. If I just get up here and chatter off all the news, it really, I think, just becomes part of the background noise, doesn't it? President Trump tweeted out a couple days ago on Saturday that the United States is in danger of being in a new civil war. And Rush Limbaugh said that we're in a cold civil war. Well, both of those statements, depending on your perspective, are true. But let me tell you from the broadcast that first said this back in July of 2016 when Trump became the nominee. I said, I believe Trump's going to win. And I believe that there then is going to be a civil war of some type in this country. And how politically active we are will depend on how bad the crash landing is going to be. Because if you study history, dug-in corrupt individuals like this have nothing to lose. And they will end up trying to turn over the chessboard when they realize they're losing. Now, I harped on that ad nauseum. And I've probably aired it since 20 times on election night when Trump won. Roger Stone looked at me in the studio next door and said, you look like you've been punched in the stomach. What's wrong? And I said, Roger, we just got the beachhead. We just got on the beach at Normandy here. This country did. And the machine guns are about to open up on us. And the howitzers, the big guns, are about to open up. And no sooner had that night ended, but the orders went into place to trigger total civil war in this country. And we have it in the WikiLeaks, and we have it from the admissions of what's funding Hollywood. And the mere fact that the communist Chinese and others are allowed to spend billions per quarter funding Civil War mass death movies, new Netflix shows every couple days about murdering Trump supporters en masse and killing gun owners and putting us in forced labor camps. I'll be covering some of that today. That's some of the stories right here in my stack. Netflix movie depicts time-traveling liberals carrying out pre-crime murder of patriots to prevent America uprising against globalism in the year 2020, if you go into the show. And they're saying you've got to go out and kill all the conservative leaders before they stop the utopia world government that's being built. That's a highly funded, pushed, recommended by Netflix show with a star-studded cast. And you look at who owns a large portion of the production house, the Chinese Communist government. You see, you can't make that up, can you? And they've got all these movies and all these shows, like The Purge and The Hunt, where the evil right-wingers have got to be killed. And then President Trump comes out and says, if you do that, it's going to trigger a civil war. And the usual suspects come out and say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Nobody's calling for violence. Oh, Governor Weld called for Trump to be arrested and killed for treason. All these other Democrats are saying similar things. And then Trump goes, well, what you're doing is treason, through a, quote, whistleblower who's really just a third-party storyteller, not even a leaker. None of the people that actually heard the phone call did a whistleblower. It's all made up. They then turn around and say that when Trump says, you try this, it'll cause a civil war, that he's trying to invoke a civil war, trying to intimidate them, when all Trump's doing is pointing out what's going to happen. Now, when Trump means a civil war, he means a big, bloody, millions dead. Because believe me, once the veneer of civilization peels off, and once a shooting war starts, there's been a lot of Santa Clauses that have been making lists and checking it twice and knowing who's naughty and nice, and all the meth head devil worshippers and Congress people and globalists. I mean, the globalists have got their jets all warmed up on the tarmac. This is on record. They're going to not be here when this goes down. And that's what's so dangerous about this is the globalists and the Chi-Coms funding all this really think they're going to get away with this. It's very important that they know they're not going to get away with it. When we come back, I'll play Governor Weld saying he wants to kill the president. We also play Phil Mudd, and former deputy director of the CIA, saying we're going to kill this guy. Or Chuckie Schumer saying the intelligence agencies have six ways to Sunday to get back at you. And that's what's going on. But we should talk about how we counter this and how we stop this and how we deal with it. Now, I said 3-plus years ago we were in a cold civil war, and it was beginning to get hot. You can just type in cold civil war, Infowars.com, into a search engine. It'll pull up dozens of shows and articles with that in them. And I described it on a Richter scale of a 1 to 10. I said on a civil war, we're at about a 3 in 2016. That's a civil war inside the government, inside the deep state. And now we're at about a 6 in a cold civil war. But when it gets up to a 7, 8, or 9, it then starts cooking off, popping off, and then you get a hot civil war. And I don't have any dreams or wishes for that. I'd like to fix everything peacefully. I'd like to stop all this, but the globalists are in a mad frenzy. They smell their own blood, their own piss, and they understand that the clock is running out on them and that they've committed all these crimes and that they're going to be defeated. And so like a giant squid trying to take its prey to the bottom of the ocean with it, it's wrapped around us like a face sucker from Alien and is not going to go down without a fight. So we ought to have discussions about the most judicious, proper response to this as a nation, as a planet, and how we're going to deal with it. Because these people are psychotic control freaks. And Thomas Jefferson was once asked, what is the limit to which tyrants will go? And Jefferson rightfully said, whatever level you will accept. Because there's no end to these people's depravity. There's no giving in. There's no making deals with them. These are a bunch of people who've had power for a long time, intergenerationally, who just don't know what they're doing and just can't stop and can't back down, and they want to be caught and they want to be destroyed, and they're just power mad. It's called megalomania. So what are we going to do? They're not going to stop. They want to fight. It's existential. They believe they must dominate us. They must absorb us. They must mount our head on the wall to finally be successful. It's a little pee-pee syndrome. It's a Napoleon syndrome, a Hitler syndrome. Call it whatever you want. It's pure evil. Jack Dorsey, the head of Twitter's old messages worshiping Lucifer have come out. That's getting a lot of traction. We'll talk about that more coming up. But first, I want to get to the type of civil war we're already in and what it's probably going to degenerate into if we don't do X, Y, Z. We'll be right back. NewsWars.com, band.video.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. When you study history, you look back at all the huge wars and the hundreds of millions dead and the horrible, corrupt, evil groups that would rise up and try to take power, and they would then burn across the planet's surface like a plague of locust, and then finally would be met. And then you'd have a new golden age. Once people had faced down evil again, they would get back to God, get back to morality. They'd try to change the world. And now here we are as a civilization and as a society. And we see all the classical evil growing up all around us. Openly coming for our children, openly coming for our birthrights, openly telling us that they serve the devil. You know, I don't normally air a report twice in a row, but at the end of the Sunday show, I aired a special report that Paul Watson has tweeted out. Some of the greatest battles will be fought within the silent chambers of your own soul. Ezra Taft Benson, learn who sold their soul to Satan. Very important report I put out. And that ties together with this tweet from 2006 by Jack from Twitter. Making the good pasta, reading through some amazing parts of the satanic verses, the golden threads begin to intertwine. How beautiful. Sweet, sweet Satan. Jack Dorsey. They sold their soul because they would carry out evil. They always tell you they're the good guys. That's coming up next segment. I'm going to open the phones up throughout the broadcast after that. But let's play Governor Weld. This last week, saying Trump's guilty of treason. Turns out all this is made up, but they don't care. They've got their impeachment going. They say they'll find something, no matter how much corruption they're involved in. It's always about the people trying to get the country back under their control. When the left doesn't just not care about America, they hate it. And they hate the unborn. But they're the moral authority because they said so. So here's Governor Weld.
He called up the president of Ukraine and pressed him 8 times to investigate Joe Biden, who the president thinks is going to be running against him. Talk about pressuring a foreign country to interfere with and control a U.S. election. It couldn't be clearer. And that's not just undermining democratic institutions. That is treason. It's treason, pure and simple. And the penalty for treason under the U.S. code is death. That's the only penalty.
So Trump said in that speech to the diplomats on Friday, to the U.S. diplomats at the U.N., was surreptitiously filmed. You know, in the past, you know how we dealt with people engaged in treason. This is crazy. And they're openly working against the country. That's what globalists are. And against the person the people elected. And she's putting out fake transcripts and reading them like they're real. And Trump's right. He needs to be impeached. Schiff is the one engaged in treason, trying to overthrow our elected system. But remember what Mudd said, a protege of Mueller, from the CIA brought over to the FBI. The intelligence community is going to kill this guy. Talking about Trump, here it is.
One bottom line, as a former government official, government's going to kill this guy. He defends Vladimir Putin. There are State Department and CIA officers are coming home. And at Langley and at Foggy Bottom, CIA and State, they're saying, this is how you defend us?
The government's going to kill this guy. See, they're the government. That's what Tucker Carlson rightfully said in the piece Friday, that the bureaucracy thinks it's the government, and they don't care how you elect. They've been overthrowing all these other foreign countries, starting all these wars so long. Trump says, hey, we're not doing that anymore. And they say, you know what? We'll overthrow you. Because they've been the ones parlaying and selling the country out. Remember, just like Schumer said when President Trump was about to be inaugurated. This was 2 days before Trump got inaugurated.
He's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep. This taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know, but from what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them. And we need the intelligence community. We don't know what's going on. Look at the Russian hacking. Without the intelligence community, we wouldn't have discovered.
The intelligence community we have has been brokering and selling this country out for 50 years and shipping narcotics in and covering up giant child kidnapping rings. It's all coming out. The intelligence community is a bunch of blue blood leftists and globalists that hate this nation. The same sickos that run England. Now, here's Trump Saturday telling like it is. They're coming after me, he says, because I'm representing you. And Trump's betting on you and believes on you. Here it is.
What's going on now is the single greatest scam in the history of American politics. The Democrats want to take away your guns. They want to take away your health care. They want to take away your vote. They want to take away your freedom. They want to take away your judges. They want to take away everything. We can never let this happen. We're fighting to drain the swamp, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And you see why we have to do it. Because our country is at stake like never before. It's all very simple. They're trying to stop me because I'm fighting for you, and I'll never let that happen.
Now, let's expand on that. If you read the emails Trump's sending out or get the text messages he's sending out, people that sign up for the alerts on the campaign site, it sounds like InfoWars. If you listen to Rush Limbaugh, it sounds like InfoWars. But it's not that Trump or Limbaugh are plagiarizing what I'm saying. Historically, this is what's really happening. And now it's all out in the open. It's not debated. So, yes, it's great that Trump's raising $15, $20 million a week. That's wonderful. But what we need is courage. And what we need is action in Congress. And what we need is to go out to all the Democrat events and legally and lawfully, but loudly and sternly, bring up real issues of their criminal activity and their treason. And let the left know they haven't intimidated us off of cyberspace or off of the third dimension, the streets of this nation. That is so critical. And it's critical to understand that InfoWars doesn't have big donors or big Republican fat cats or George Soros. We're supported by you buying products at InfoWarsStore.com that are amazing. And everybody needs air filtration and water filtration. We have the best great little units at low prices that are so good for you and your family. We have all the wonderful supplements. We have this big sale we're running right now where we've got store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points to your next order, and 50% off all preparedness items and the supplements. And I count that as the toothpaste. It's fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine fortified, super blue, all the great fish oil and krill oil, Turbo Force, Brain Force, so many amazing products. The lung cleanse, we've got so many things that are great there. And when you sign up for AutoShip, you can cancel anytime for free. One click, you get an additional 10% off on the next order. So please realize that we are standing up to the globalists. We're not backing down. But if you don't buy the products steadfastly, we won't be able to run this operation. So we need more support now than ever. It's so critical. Just like the country is in crisis, InfoWars mirrors that just exactly. Our ideology's winning. It's popular, but because of that, we're under attack. We're fighting for you, but I need you to step up.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I'm going to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The head of Twitter talked about the beautiful threads of the satanic verses. He's talking about Salman Rushdie's book, but it is.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is passages reportedly inspired by Satan. This is par for the course. These people are looking for dark power. Here's a special report I filed yesterday. Then I'm going to get the latest breaking news next segment and then get the number out to take your calls about what do we do about this push for civil war to overturn the 2016 election and then cause a race and culture war so vicious and violent that the globalists finally conquer this country. This is the most important point in our history since July 4, 1776.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
There is a saying, no one knows who first coined it. It's been around for thousands of years. But it goes like this. The devil's greatest trick was convincing the world that he doesn't exist. And if you go to public school or even most private schools, or if you go to major university, you're taught there is no God, there is no devil, we're just machines. In fact, we don't even have free will. But then I began to notice when I was going to college that a lot of the professors teaching that, when I went and looked them up, were actually into the occult. And there's a lot of examples of this, but there was a professor at the University of Texas who was the head of the biology department, Dr. Eric Pianca. And he said on his own website that he was a druid practitioner and believed in the occult. And was even on the UT website, him dressed up as an occultist. That's in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that I made 12 years ago. He wants global depopulation. He thinks humans are inherently just bad. And he believes in the spirit world. But if you go back to what he would teach in class, we're just machines. There is no God. There is no devil. The truth is, examples of the establishment and the left's obsession with the occult and straight-up devil worship is historically all over the place and happening now, every day. In fact, just this weekend in Portland, Antifa had a city-sponsored event that the mayor supports where they came out and did black magic rituals against the Patriot Prayer March that's happened there the last few years, trying to exorcise it and keep it from even taking place in the city.
If you agree with me, repeat after me. Hail Satan!
The French Revolution itself was occultic, Luciferian, satanic. It was the left-hand path, which means the sinister side, following the devil. It didn't just want to overthrow the church and the royalty. It wanted to overthrow the family itself, and it wanted to target children. If you go back thousands of years ago, all across the Middle East, all across Africa, all across what's Western Europe today, or Mesoamerica, human sacrifice of women and children, virgins demanded by these dark, wicked gods. Bob Dylan, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, almost every, quote, pop or rock star that you see making the top of the charts will tell you they made a deal with the literal devil in this world for success.
Well, it goes back to the destiny thing. I made a tough bargain with it, you know, a long time ago, and I'm holding up my hand.
What was your bargain?
To get where I am now.
So should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief commander.
On this earth?
On this earth, and then in the world we can't see.
Bob Dylan told 60 Minutes and other national TV programs that he was given magical enlightenment by the devil himself to be able to come up with the rhymes and the music that he developed. And all of it when he went to the crossroads in the South, where his idol admitted that he himself had sold his soul to the devil.
That's when I went to the crossroads and made a big deal. You know, like, yeah. One night, and then went back to Minneapolis, and I was like, hey, where's this guy been? You know, he's been to the crossroads.
If I even tried to scratch the surface in this report of not just top musicians, but top entertainers, movie stars, scientists, world leaders, saying that they owe their success to the devil, this would be a 10-hour report.
Just this week, Eddie Murphy came out in an interview with Jerry Seinfeld on the program Comedians in Cars and Coffee and talked about Sammy Davis Jr., who was serious as the devil, saying he owed his allegiance to Satan.
Sammy told me he worshipped the devil. We were in Dan Tanner's on that restaurant with all the pictures of him. Sammy was like, you know, Satan is as powerful as God.
Mae West, Charlie Manson, and countless others believe they were following the directives of Satan. The Bohemian Grove in Northern California admits in their own internal annals that I got from a member's widow that they are recreating Faust-type rituals in the Redwoods that they are mimicking from ancient German satanic death cults going back directly to Adam Weishaupt, the founder of the Illuminati. Skull and Bones in New Haven, Connecticut, initiates the sons and daughters of powerful elites into what can only be called a satanic religion. Now to the heart of the matter. I personally have been offered by these power networks to join them if I will join with Lucifer and be given incredible power in the world government system. I've been offered this for more than 25 years, and I've always said no. Mark Dice was offered a national TV program with some household names. But first, they asked him to pledge himself to Lucifer. So I take you back full circle. The devil's greatest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. The entire power structure of the world is satanic. They now admit they're keeping babies alive and harvesting their organs. Human-animal clones have been created for more than 30 years. They're just now admitting it to the public. This world government system is targeting Christians by design and creating a world cashless society or world social score where conservatives, nationalists, Christians, and others who won't allow their children to be indoctrinated into the world government system will be targeted and their right to buy and sell taken away. Prophecy is being manifest. In summation, there is a God that created the universe that wants us to use our free will to choose to join Him. But we have been given free will. We are the seed of the universe. As Gandhi said, incredible potential. We're made in the image of God. So we can choose to go with the devil. It's true. God created the devil and has allowed the devil to be our tester. This is real. This entire life is only a flash. It's boot camp. It's a test. Faust, many historians now believe, did exist. But regardless, the legend of Faust gives us the keys to understand what's happening. Faust could have gotten out of his deal with the devil anytime he wanted. The devil didn't give Faust all those skills. God gave Faust and all of us gifts. The devil is older than us and is able to show us some of the gifts and convince us that he gave us the gifts, so we believe we are trapped under his control. It's a giant fraud. These people that serve Satan have been deceived. And that's why they later learn it isn't about money and power. It isn't about being cool or being a great poet or an artist. Once the devil tricks you to become his slave, then you must carry out evil against the innocents, or the devil will use his worldly power against you to bring you down. That's why Christ said, when I am in you, the world will hate you and will come after you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a test. This is real. And those of you that have served Satan can leave the devil anytime you want, but you've got to allow God's Spirit to come into you. And God doesn't do that unless you ask God in. Humble yourself before God. Go to the quiet place of the Most High and ask for the Holy Spirit to enter your body. The only thing you should fear, as one of our presidents said, is fear itself. You should not fear he who can take your physical body away, but he who can damn you to hell for eternity. Don't make the wrong choice. Renounce Satan. Join Christ. The devil's real, but Christ is real. You're real. And your free will is real. Make the right decision and join God.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Front lines of the InfoWar.
There is a lot more at stake, ladies and gentlemen, than just the United States or just Christians. The entire future of the planet and our trajectory into the future is being decided. I'm a very empathic person. I pick up on people's emotions, energy, and I undoubtedly have the touch, as everyone has, but I've got a particular touch too much. And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that the energy level on the planet right now is explosive. I've never felt anything like it. it's hard for me to even be on air. And I can tell you, the deep state is making their move on Trump. This is 100% real. And if they're unable to remove him, they're going to try to assassinate the president. I guarantee you they're trying to poison his food. Trump feeds off this. He's very, very excited. He realizes he's living in a real action-adventure movie. I'm very similar. I know a lot of you are similar. But we now have Democrats and Republicans saying it feels like a 1776 kind of fight. We'll tell you about that more coming up. But that's what this is. And so you notice every talking point, everything we say, it's as if it magically all became reality. It didn't become reality. It was already reality right below the surface. I just put on my mask and snorkel and dived down a little bit. And let me tell you, the deeper you get, the worse it gets. And I want to point something out. The people trying to conquer our civilization, from the top to the bottom, are the scum of the earth. The most nasty, evil people you can imagine. When you watch Antifa across the United States attack women, children, old people in wheelchairs, you think they have no chivalry. What's wrong with them? Why do they do things that, to any normal person, is the most outrageous thing you could do? Because they're into killing babies. They're into killing them after they're born. They're almost all on hardcore drugs and into the occult. They are the servants of Satan. We're going to show you a 4-minute compilation of Antifa being mean to men, women, and children and old people. There's a new video by Paul Joseph Watson. He's got an article about it on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. It needs to go viral. People need to see this. Video, Antifa protesters scream and block elderly woman. They're simply going across the street, and there's all these other people walking across, but the Antifa targets a woman that looks like she's at least 85 years old. If I had to do an analysis, it looks like it's either her son or younger brother taking care of her. You know, we've all seen the older son taking care of the elderly mother. But all the body language, everything is, that's his mother. And scum of the earth in mass come over and scream and yell at her. She's obviously pretty much deaf, can't even hear what they're saying. She just keeps trying to move across the street. But like wolves that pick out a hurt lamb, they go for her. We've got footage of this where we'll be out and Antifa will go over to some old guy on a walker. We've got footage of this and start knocking him into traffic. And you go, why would you target the weak? See, if I was going to fight somebody who was the enemy, I'd take out their strongest person first. That's my instinct. I'd go for the biggest, meanest guy. I'd go for whoever was supposedly in charge. That's instinctive. Well, for them, they go after the weakest. It's what they do. The children, the old. And look at these articles. Netflix movie depicts futuristic Antifa that time travels back to kill Trump supporters in the year 2000 to stop world government from being defeated. You actually have to read this. The show's out. It's unbelievable. ADL says Antifa are wonderful people, and anyone criticizing them is basically a Nazi, and that any Antifa anti-images are hate symbols. How sick of the Anti-Defamation League. The truth is, Antifa is an anti-American globalist Maoist organization that, again, is the scum of the earth and is anti-free speech. Let's go ahead and roll a 4-minute compilation of this. For radio listeners, I'll narrate. Here is the old woman just yesterday in Canada as she tries to walk across the street. Here it is. Now, hit pause and back this back up. We're going to play it again from the start, the whole compilation. They just pick old white people and think, you must be Nazi scum. They're not wearing any identifying stuff. She's wearing baby blue. She's on a walker. But these people are so cowardly. Ooh, I can scare an old woman. They leave big men, women, people walking across the busy city street alone. They swarm a woman on a walker. And look, I'm not being Mr. Tough Guy, but I mean, you got to hand it to this guy for not decking him. But that's what they're paid to do, is to start a riot. Let's go back to the scum of the earth, who the media says are heroes. Here they are. Locking her walker. Bumping up against him.
Can't hear you.
You're a fucking anti-American.
I'm an anti-American?
Yeah.
You stupid bastard. I'm a patriot.
I think we should classify them as a gang. You know, they come dressed in uniforms. They have weapons. They're almost a militia. I think we need to think about that in terms of our law enforcement approach.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides.
Wait, on many sides? This was a white nationalist rally. You have to call that out by name.
Many sides?
Mr. President, this is terrorism, not your order at KFC.
Prior to the unrest, police banned sticks, masks, and any other potential weapons. There were dozens of anti-fascist protesters broke those rules, it appears. They also pepper sprayed the leader of the conservative group. One left-wing demonstrator attacked a photographer, and others reportedly threatened people who were trying to film the violence.
What about the alt-left that came charging at the, as you say, the alt-right? Do they have any semblance of guilt? Let me ask you this. What about the fact they came charging, with clubs in their hand, swinging clubs? Do they have any problem? I think they do.
And they are just beating people, ganging up, men and women, ganging up on lone individuals and just beating them in a wanton, savage, brown shirt, Nazi operation.
They don't want to mention Antifa and how Antifa literally came trained, militarized, doing warlike maneuvers. You know, they bring coolers and you think, oh, it's to stay hydrated. No, it's filled with water balloons, filled with feces, urine, just disgusting things that will pop and explode on people. And water bottles filled with the same substances.
Chill out. I don't like being filmed.
Yeah, he just got struck with pepper spray. By some irrational
liberal helping him. We're not all like this.
No, you see, that guy that attacked him is not a liberal. He's a Marxist.
Every time one of these situations happens, you know, you see the worst of people sometimes. I think we saw it out of the left.
You just saw those videos of them chasing and beating people, people in black clothing, black masks. Over 100 of them broke through the lines and attacked stragglers who were there. For the most part, the event was shut down.
Now, what the media has done, and we take the bait every time, is focused on Charlottesville, where they also funded the white supremacists, the left did, to create the clash. We're going to put a report out at the end of the show today, where I'm going to show you what happened in San Francisco when they just attacked families at the park and all the other attacks around the country that they don't want you to see, you see. But that's why I decided to show you that Charlottesville is coming up. We're going to show you what they're really doing all over the country and how they're carrying it out. Please stay with us. We're going to give the number out. We're going to take your calls. We're already in a civil war. They want a violent civil war. They intend to impeach the president. They're openly saying they want to kill him. That's Democrats, that's CFR members, that's the governor of Massachusetts. That's who these people are. What are we going to do about it? Because it's here. They're making their move because Trump's really trying to clean up the swamp. He's really going after the corruption, and they don't know what to do. Trump's betting on America. I'm betting on America. Are you betting on America? We don't have a choice now. They're going for broke. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.